The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on the second day of August 2011. I guess we could call this the day America really died because they fixed the political problem that they have in Washington. Too many people, too many ideas, too much chatter, not manageable. Let's just make the Star Chamber and get on with it. The hell with you and the Constitution. I'm keeping Robbie here for the next few minutes because we've got callers here. And in case somebody wants to ask a question of Robbie, let me clear out the callers that I have here on queue right now. First up, George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
So I can say one thing. The Republican leadership is in damage control. I looked at it, it said RNC chair, Rince Priebus or something. It said, you stopped the Obama tax borrow bailout. I'm like, what? I mean, I almost have to laugh.
You have to do, caller, is defeat the people who voted for this bill who are Republicans in the primaries.
Oh, I know Ron Paul didn't vote for it. I know that for a fact. And he's my congressman. I can't vote him out. I can't vote him out in the primary because he's not running next term.
No, I meant the ones who voted for the legislation that our Republicans should be defeated in the primary by a better Republican candidate.
Hey, I can just tell you one thing. This is, I can tell like these Star Chambers more like this Constitution, we can't get nothing done. And the thing is, Bob, I love gridlock. I love the way the Constitution was really designed that nobody can't get nothing done. The way I like it.
I agree with you.
They can't
create damage, but this time they did, and we knew what they were up to. We talked about it, and it didn't do any good. The people have paid off. They do what they're told. If they don't, they know they're out of office.
Well, you know, somebody in Russia told me, I talked to him this morning. You know what he said? He said this Star Chamber is about as equivalent as the Supreme Soviet under the old Soviet Union.
Good point.
Well, and I've got to say one thing. At least the old Politburo, the old communist regime in Russia, there were no surprises there. You knew you were dealing with communists. Here we have communists running under the guise of being Democrats and Republicans. These people in this country cannot believe that our Congress critters are doing these sorts of things. They're not aware of it. They're not being told about it. It's not being discussed. It's not any news. You know, we're digging up, and I'll tell you how bad this is. We're now digging up, Robbie, who is the guy that jumped out of the airplane with $200,000 the FBI gave
him? D.B. Cooper.
Yeah, we got to dig up D.B. Cooper now. 40-year-old heist that this guy pulled off. We've got to bring him back up in the news to keep people distracted.
Oh. Well, you want to know what's I'll tell you on the other side of the break to give me time.
No, I'll tell you what, we got to move on because Robbie has to go.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, George. Appreciate it. Barry in California, you're up next in queue. Get ready. We'll take this short break. Ladies and gentlemen, please call the network. Make your donation today. 800-724-2719 so we can get on with the business of informing people. Not enough of them know what's going on.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products, along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Barry in California. Hello, Barry. You're on with Robbie Noel and Robert Chapman.
Hey, John. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was in Starbucks this past week, and I'm telling the people that are sitting next to me, I said, this is what's going on with this debt thing. They already know what they're going to do. They said, hey, we got to start talking about this. We got to come up with a solution. They already said, we're going to do it at the last minute. We got to make it look good while we're, you know, putting on our show. I mean, come on. I know this from listening to this show for 2 years from
Boston. You cut out on me, Barry. You still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, continue.
I've been listening to this station for 2 years, and I've been well educated by yourself, Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel, and Mr. Bennett, and I'm telling these people in Starbucks, I said, look, this is what's going on. They already knew from the beginning of these talks of the debt going that we're going to make a deal at the last second. Okay, we just got to go along and put on a show so that we can keep fooling the people. They already knew what they were doing before they even started the talk. And I told people, I said, you need to buy gold and silver. And this lady told me, I almost fell on my feet. She goes, gold's not worth anything. I said, don't make me cut. I said, are you crazy? And the guy next to me started laughing. I'm like, are you serious? She goes, yeah. I'm like, lady, gold's been around for over 5,000 years. Excuse me? I just could not believe it.
Yeah. And that attests to the ignorance, the level of ignorance of the American people, not only because none of this stuff is ever taught to them in school or college, or they never hear anything about it on the lamestream media. I mean, there's proof for you right there, Barry. These people are plugged in, and they're plugged in the wrong damn place. And the only thing that they're getting is nothing but useless information, infotainment, and garbage. Amazing.
I do have a question for Bob.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, what it is we need to start all over in this country. We need to start the government all over. Just scratch the whole thing and start all over and get rid of the special interests, get rid of the Zionists, kick them out of our country and put them in prison, whatever we got to do, and forget about Democrat and Republican and all that crap. And it goes by their, how can I put it? The track record of that you can tell that they're talking from the heart. They're not getting paid off and all this.
Mm-hmm.
The people need to stir up and stand up and say, it's enough, it's enough. We need to try to get as many people to understand this. I don't know what else can we do, I mean, besides educating people.
Here's the trick. The first thing that people have to realize is they've been lied to and what they've been lied to about. Once that starts to happen, you start to feed that fire, that hunger for honest and straight information. Once that happens, then it's Katie bar the door. You know, we're looking at these major networks, the television networks out there. Their revenues have been dropping. Listenership has been dropping. It's not because everybody canceled their cable or their satellite. It's just intuitively they knew what they were being fed was not worth their time. So I'm here to tell you what I would like to do is stick all the nails and nail them down in their coffin, because people deserve more than this. And I have never underestimated the American people. I've never underestimated them, because once they understand what's going on, I look for them to take the proper action. Not all of them. We've got clingers on and hangers on, and we've got the welfare mentality people out there that wouldn't say boo if it's going to chase a check out of their mailbox. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about honest people that want an honest government back and honest business to be conducted in this country. Barry, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Thanks. Larry in Louisiana. Hello, Larry. I'm sorry, no Larry? Okay, where do we go next? Julio in Illinois. Hello, Julio.
Oh, I'm only 21, but today I witnessed what seems to be one of the final nails in the coffin for the U.S. It's quite shocking to see the senators today. What was it, 74 votes they received?
Mm-hmm.
74 senators today decided to throw away their powers, and whoever voted for this in the House, had to joyfully give up their powers to the offshore bankers. And who are we kidding here? These Super 12 are going to be the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgan, the banking financiers, you know, puppets. And what's frustrating is to see people like a Mitch McConnell or a John Boehner talk about how, and, you know, Paul Ryan from Wisconsin talking about, well, we didn't get all we wanted, but it's a start. And, you know, we're cutting spending. And I told some of my friends today, you know, with the way they're going to raise this debt ceiling, it's going to purposely devalue our dollar. The fiat paper is going to be worth absolutely nothing. It's going to cost more to buy less. And some of my friends are more concerned with the NFL and the Chicago Bears coming up than they do this whole debt ceiling, and this is going to affect all of us.
Well, and again, go back to, they do not understand the dynamics of the problem. If they did understand it fully, they wouldn't be sitting there going, oh, I'm glad the NFL strike is over. I can't wait for my home team to start playing football. It wouldn't be on their radar scope.
Frightening. And you just talked about it, you know, we're not being taught this in the colleges and, you know, on the mockingbird media. And that's what it is. They're all mockingbirds because every network, they'll mention just for brief seconds this super Congress. But that's it. And then they go off talking about other garbage, and it's just frightening to see literally the just how out in the open tyranny is in the United States, and it's just unbelievable that more people aren't outraged by this.
Well, and you have a distinct advantage, Julio, that a lot of 21-year-olds do not have, and you're going into the industry. You're going into that industry, but you've been blessed with the opportunity to hear the other side of the story.
Yeah, sometimes I thought it was, you know, a curse. I just wish I didn't know what was going on, but I'm kind of glad I actually enjoy life more, and I found a mission in life. And I know you, John, Bob, you've done this, you know, for, you know, a tremendous amount of years. So I can tell your guys' frustration for doing this so long. You've seen this coming.
Oh.
I'm sure for both of you, Bob, this is more so for you as well. Seeing this for decades and now it's happening, how shocked are you guys? More so, Bob, now you're outside of the U.S., but seeing this happen to your home country, it's just, you know, now we're turning into the European Union now. This is the North American Union, a super Congress, up and down votes. I mean, it's outrageous.
It is.
And you're right.
Is that, Julio? All right, hey, I'm going to let you go. I want to get another couple callers in here before Robbie has to dash off. Thank you, Julio. Appreciate your call. All right, sir. Let me take Tony in Montana. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. I'd like to focus on this committee of 12. Specifically, once they make their recommendation, I understand it's going to be an up or down vote, so Congress could just say no to it. Would they then, once that's done, would that committee be dissolved? And number two is, while they're doing this, putting together their recommendations, are they limited to just financial things?
Nope.
Or can they put in other things like gun control laws or anything else? Can they just throw anything into this mix outside of really what caused them to be created in the first place? So, Bob, maybe you can answer this, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Tony. Bob?
Well, I think you went over that earlier, John.
I did.
And I think you're best answering that because you got a good feel for it.
Well, and yeah, they are going to use it for other purposes, just like when Homeland Security popped up and said, look, we're only going to be doing this because of terrorists. And we knew right out of the chute that this is going to be convenient tool for law enforcement to use it as a crime-fighting tool for other than terrorism. What they did was they shredded the Constitution then. They assumed the power. Then to answer your question, Tony, would that commission be disbanded? No. Anytime the government makes strides to increase their power and control, they never relinquish it. So that is a big no to your question there.
Do you ever remember the base closing commission?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was back in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah. Same thing, man.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's just an awful politician. That when they go back to their home districts, they can turn around and say, hey, listen, I didn't want to close this base, but it was the base commission that forced me to do it.
And therefore, I'm absolved. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's to give politicians a don't go to jail card.
Well, and the big smackdown's coming. It's just a matter of when and how hard for these characters because they've sold us out entirely. Hey, Robbie, I'm going to let you go. Appreciate you
sticking. Thanks, brother.
I appreciate you sticking around for these 20 minutes.
My pleasure, man.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jeffrey's got a great deal coming up.
All righty. We'll hear from Mr. Bennett here at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue to take your calls, 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, I see a dark stain, too. Gosh, what was that joke, guys, about politicians? And it's the same thing that you'll find in babies' diapers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even Rush Limbaugh, you know, the inimitable mouth for the Republican Party, even he came out and said that any way you slice this, this is going to get tax increases. That's how screwed we are. And anyone wanting to tell you that there are no tax increases is technically maybe right, but this piece of legislation does not have specific tax increases. And he said, he went on to say there hasn't been a significant cut in spending. There's nothing that's going to affect the rate of growth of government, nothing that's going to make it smaller. But the one thing he did not address, well, of course, was the Star Chamber of 12. They're going to be making decisions that a full Congress has the constitutional duty and obligation to do. No, we're going to streamline Washington, D.C. as well. Robert in Nevada. Hello, Robert.
Well, while I was listening to you, gentlemen, I was just sitting here jotting down some names on my notepad that I want to nominate up there for the Order of Lenin. Hmm. You know, listen, I don't need psychotherapy. Whenever I want to check my sanity, I always enjoy talking to you guys. But I don't know if anybody thought this yesterday in my little spot I go to for coffee in the morning. The night guy likes to watch the Collectivist News Network,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they had the press secretary up there about the, you know, the House that voted. And for me, this said it all, and I looked at it, those little snippets they run across below the screen at the bottom, it said, W.H., White House, quote, our objective is something to this effect. Our objective is to get this deficit under control, not to end debt. That, to me, said what their true objective is.
And that's what the markets reacted to today on Wall Street, because they knew that's exactly what was being done.
In closing, and I'll let you go, and it's been an honor, as always, I'm just heartened because I sit and look at this, and the last elections and everything, this country, as we all know, was pretty much split down the middle. But I'm afraid of, well, not afraid of it, but I see it as a debacle like about the 1860s, where the issue might be different, but it's pretty much evenly divided. In fact, those of us who think the right way might be a little outnumbered, but, you know, it comes down to about that, and I firmly believe that the powers that be, money-wise and behind the drape at Oz, are wanting to crush the rest of us because we're resisting the slavery.
Well, and with a little difference. During the Civil War, it was brother against brother, the North against the South. What I want to see is all the states, as many as we can get, against Washington. There will be the difference.
And I don't disagree, but I guess the subject matter be, call it the haves versus the have-nots, the worker bees against the freeloaders or whatever. But it saddens me that so many, almost half this country, buys into this because you can't cut them off. They've created such a monster. How in the heck are you going to cut it off?
Simple. You get rid of the Federal Reserve, get the government out of the business of supposedly creating business or jobs, let the market take over. Get the honest money system back in, throw the criminals out, and those that have become part of the nanny state or the entitlement programs are going to be told that, look, you're going to have an opportunity. You can starve if you want, or you're going to have an opportunity to go to work in the real sector, real business out there. Go earn your way. Stop freeloading. The welfare nanny state is now over. So it's going to be your choice of whether to become a criminal and start robbing people, of which you'll probably end up either in a box or a box in prison or your burial box. But it's going to be your choice.
Well, I don't disagree. I just think these spineless wimps up there are intimidated by the fact that when it comes to looking at the list of where to cut, instead of starting down there on the issues that should be cut, they jump to the last thing first to cut
mm-hmm.
is protection, you know, all these issues we've paid into, Social Security and all these other Ponzi's, because they are intimidated by what's out there, that if they cut them off, it'll be civil unrest.
Yeah, and they're already geared up for that. Thank you, police state, the melding of the military and the police. All right, hey,
oh, yeah.
Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Matt, I'm going to squeeze you in here real quick before the bottom of the hour break. Go ahead, Matt in Ohio.
Yes, thank you, team there. I'd like to comment about this debt-raising issue that's been on the mind of everybody. And I'm an old-timer in this freedom movement. And the way I see it, let me take you back to President Reagan when he formed the Grace Commission under Peter Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the reasons why he took a shot, and that was the same day the Pope was shot, too. But he found through this Grace Commission that all the IRS income coming in strictly went to pay interest on the debt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw another article, yes, it went to pay interest on the debt, and there were a few entitlements. So I imagine it was pretty close. Most of it went to the Federal Reserve.
Okay, Matt, hang on one second. You hear that music? I've got to go to the break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Get my caller page up here so I can remember who I'm talking to. Oh, okay, here we go. Matt in Ohio. Matt, we cut you off. We had a commercial break there. Finish up your points, if you would, sir.
Yes. Under Peter Grace of the Grace Commission during the Reagan administration, they found that all the income to the IRS went predominantly to pay interest on the debt. Well, I imagine it's all that comes into the IRS today, it goes to pay interest to the debt, which means that anytime the government wants to spend, it has to go knock on the Fed's door for a few billion, a few trillion to spend, and that just adds to the problem that we already have. I personally don't have any solution, but one of your previous callers said we have to get rid of the Fed, and I don't know how to do that. They're well ingrained into the country.
Well, it's how do you get rid of cancer? Sometimes you can treat it. Sometimes you have to cut it. You have to cut it out.
Yes.
So the best way to cut this out, I mean, it has to come. The pressure should be put on by the states to the Fed. And during
it's
this,
it's going to take a lot of education.
Well, it will, but you've got to create the maelstrom in order to crank people's heads around. If this was a hot button topic and the governors and state legislators were hammering the idea of you got to dump the Fed, they would have no choice but to address it. But what would ensue would be dialogue, hence education. Okay? So, I mean, and again, go back to the mainstream media, asleep at the wheel, purposely asleep at the wheel.
Well, that's all controlled, too.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. That's why we're here, because they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, appreciate your call, Matt.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, John.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks. Jeffrey Bennett. Hello, Jeff.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How's come your debt solution, balancing the budget, didn't keep the stock market up today? Oh, that's right. It wasn't your idea, was it?
Well, no, it not only wasn't my idea, but let's be honest, John, we've all done our best to educate the public, and look how far that got us.
Well, it got us 7 years.
I don't mean to be negative.
No, it got us 7 years into broadcasting. It just needs to be amped up. We need to put a big megaphone behind the voices on this network.
It is appalling to me. I mean, look, I don't think any of us, Bob included, are surprised at the outcome. We knew this was going to be an 11th-hour dog and pony show. That's exactly what it was. And all anybody has done is given Barack Obama, Barry Satoru, a blank check until the election. And he has openly said he is going to spend it, which means we will be right back in the same boat long before, I'm afraid, December of 2012. But it's appalling to me, absolutely appalling. But the public, you know, my wife just got back from Chicago. I am simply amazed at the mindset of people in Chicago. There are some exceptions, such as our previous caller, or one of our previous callers, who get it. But it's my sister-in-law, her daughter. I mean, all these people think that this guy is just so great. What is he doing? They haven't begun to pay the bill yet. It's just like last night, you know, one more of little Nancy Pelosi's, we got to sign it to find out what's in it. Business came out.
Oh, God.
That, oops.
Not again.
Huh?
She didn't do that again, did she?
No, but that's what she said the first time out. And, of course, little by little, little bits and pieces of this Obamacare begin to come out. Who do you think is going to pay for those birth control bills that now everybody can get for free? And it's, once again, it's going to be we poor dumb fools who have done it the right way and done it the American way, we believed, and we get shafted six ways to Sunday. So the problems are going to do nothing but compound. It's get a certain degree of pain today or get a lot more pain later. I guess they just keep buying it off and figure, well, we won't be alive when the pain. Hey, listen, if I had my way, they wouldn't be alive now because of the pain they've caused us.
Well, if we could find a way to reverse the pain that they've doled out to millions of Americans back on them, they wouldn't be lasting but a New York second. They'd dry up in a little fetal ball and poof, they'd be gone.
That's it. And I don't know, the one good thing about back in that region of the country where they're located, John, is an awful lot of really old, very tall oak trees. And I think I'd like to see those oak trees have some dancing participles hanging off of it.
Well, and, you know, they've always said that there's two reasons why they can justifiably put somebody to death was for murder and treason.
That's it.
And now treason is the marching order of the day. They're just going full out. They don't care. It's in your face. And this is really, and this does nothing to me except it just amplifies the point of how dumb the American people have become.
Very much so. And unfortunately, they've committed both. They not only have committed the treason, but they've committed the treason by, in effect, murdering this great republic. So take your choice, but they're certainly long overdue. Anyway, this has been a very interesting week. I received your phone call last night, and it is a tough one. I've talked to a good number of our suppliers around the country today. Mm-hmm. Everybody is feeling a really interesting squeeze because obviously of what's happened to gold. Gold's up, what, 30-some, 40-odd dollars today?
$39.80.
As I began to put a gold package together today for Bob's appearance on the program, when I finally started working on it at about 11:30 my time, gold was at 16.55. It's now in excess of 16.60. And the package that we put together is interesting because we've not offered it since March the 29th, as a matter of fact. And it's a real simple bit of mathematics. The products that we've got put together today back in March would have cost our listeners $295 a coin. These are for mixed European French, Italian, Swiss, Austrian, Belgian, etc., 20 franc pieces, the standard European fifth-ounce issue. And like I say, $2.95 a piece back then, and people were saying, oh, gold can't go much higher, can't go much higher. How about today, that same piece is $349? And that's scary, but that means for those people that did take advantage back in March, they've done very comfortably. They've certainly done a great job protecting their wealth. They've helped offset the insanity of some of the day-to-day living expenses that take place here. I can very easily, and listening to this program for the last hour and a half or so, and I think Bob agrees, what do you look at, another 4, 5, 6 months before all of a sudden those coins that are 349 today or 410, 420? That's what I see coming. Now, that's for small individual, you know, little, somebody comes in and all they, because we've got clients that come in buy 1, 2 coins every time we make an offering like this. Those kind of people have done well. You know, people think they've got to come in with $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $100,000, and that's great if they can afford to do it. But we've got clients, John, that have been very steadily picking up 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 coins a month, and they've been building a very nice protectionist nest egg, so to speak. We've done some things a little bit differently this week. We've got some 5-coin packages available at $346 a coin. That's a $3 per coin savings. We jump then to the 20-coin level. The price drops to $342.50. That will be the entry level for taking advantage of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. And that will be for a brand-new subscription, a renewal subscription if you're getting ready to come due. Once again, a gift subscription. My good friend Candy has kind of shares her subscription with her father-in-law across the room, and that's been a real interesting situation. We've got 40-coin packages. The price drops to $338 a coin. And I will say, for those of you who understand the mechanisms of gold, you know, this 5,000-6,000-year economic product, this asset that has allowed generations of families to survive, yeah, you want to start talking to us about 100 coins or whatever, I will go to work for our clients, our listeners, and we'll get them an even better price. And all they got to do is pick up that phone and call 1-800-691-7898. Now, that's the toll-free number. They can reach either Robbie or myself. Robbie's got all the breakdowns, and he knows exactly what we have to do with this. Secondly, you can also shoot us out an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. I do have to say this, though. Due to the volatility of this gold market at present, prices being quoted right now are subject to, believe it or not, almost immediate change. Spoke with our supplier. I'm going to be on the phone with him well into the night keeping this stuff going because we're liable to open up another $15 or $20 tomorrow. That's going to put a world of hurt on them. So we got to kind of be careful. Now, that special offering that we're talking about, the European Mixed 20s, if you go to republictradinggroupinternational.com right now, There are no front page headlines. That is the front page today. Now, you can scroll down and see headlines from yesterday, etc. You can also click on the treasure hunt box, which will tell you about our silver offering we discussed last night, which will allow you to buy silver for less than spot. These are junk bags, half bags or above. Half bag is the minimum, unfortunately, at that price. So give Robbie or I a call, 1-800-691-7898. I got a feeling Robbie's disappeared, though, for the night.
Oh, he has.
Who knows? Who knows?
But, oh, yeah, I was talking about the airwaves. No, I mean, you can call him. If you dial number 800-691-7898, you get your choice. First up on the block is Mr. Jeffrey Bennett. And if you want to call Robbie, that's number 2. Just punch 1 or 2, get one of you guys, it doesn't matter. You'll be up for the rest of the evening. Your show coming up, Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz in about 15 minutes.
15 minutes, and we're ready to pick up where we left off last night, some other discussions, and we are discussing poverty this week.
All right.
And exactly what poverty it is and how poverty has basically decimated this nation in the last quarter century.
Yeah, it's the poverty caused by who? Our favorite, Bankster Gangster.
Oh, that's right. That's
all
right.
Right. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, you're welcome, guys. Take care. Bob, talk soon.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bob, we've been a little light on your contributions today, but I think it was important that we got all that stuff in there. what's up on the block here? What is most important to impress people with today before you leave the airwaves?
Well, I think we covered a lot of it. In that bill, almost none of the spending cuts will be before 2014. Discretionary spending, which excludes Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, will be cut $21 billion in 2012 and $42 billion in 2013. And this came from the Congressional Budget Office, and that's only a small fraction of the nation's $14 trillion economy, which means not very much is getting cut. I just got a email in from the Hill. Ron Paul has introduced legislation that would lower the federal government's debt by canceling the roughly $1.6 trillion in debt held by the Federal Reserve. That bill is H.R. 2768. H.R. 2768. Everybody get on their horse and let's badger the heck out of Congress.
Well, I'll tell you something. If people didn't think that Ron Paul was electable in 08, they'd better take another look at this guy in 2012, because he's the only guy that, and I consider Washington to be a complete write-off. You know, save for the fact that if by some miracle and a good Texas tailwind that Ron Paul got the presidency, that would be an added plus. He would be conducive to listening to state governors. And at that point in time, they'd realize that they had somebody that was really friendly to business, Bob, in this respect. That you downsize the government, you cut out these crazy expenditures, the government gets out of the way of business. This would signal to people and business owners and entrepreneurs in this country that, wait a minute, we might have a chance with this guy being president. So if you didn't like him in 08, you have no excuse for 2012. None at all. I mean, I, and for those doubters out there that thought that, oh, I don't know, Ron Paul, you know, it doesn't make any difference. These are more the mainstream crowd that does not listen to networks such as this. But, you know, they're going to even realize, Bob, that, you know, what the heck? Can we do any better? Or I'm sorry, let me correct that. Can we do any worse than Barack Obama? And if you take a look at it from that standpoint, hell, anything is a leg up. Even a Mitt Romney would be better than that. But if you want an honest chance of opening up the doors of business and putting this monster, this cancerous thing that's been eating at this country for almost 100 years, the banking system, folks, do you realize how much wealth, how much of your wealth has been stolen? You know, there's another reason why Ron Paul wants to audit the Fed. You know, it's just not about getting some numbers from the General Accounting Office. This would be a complete audit to tell the American people, and this is why they're resisting it so much, how much the American people have really been ripped off. That's what they're definitely afraid of. And this is the chorus that has to be picked up, and the volume has to be cranked up. We need to dump these I don't even know what to call them anymore. I mean, the private enterprise, the monopoly of money and commerce in this country lays in the hands of the Federal Reserve. And if you think these people in Washington, D.C., do anything else but kowtow to the bankers and the corporations, you better find another country, because you're already living in la-la land. Let's go back to the phones here. Bruce in South Carolina on one. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, John. Appreciate you taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'm looking at is the way the Federal Reserve operates and the way your local bank operates is they got to have you as the debtor.
Yep.
You got to play the debtor role. And this nation is playing the debtor role in the Grand Coupon's playing field. And all the other nations, they got debt. They're playing their role as debtor. And what they got going is they're actually playing with your belief system or the general public's belief system. The almighty dollar is the only thing they can use to buy stuff with or trade with.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly this can have an adverse reaction to the public when the dollar goes down 50% or down to 25% of its value.
people will start looking for an alternative source of training.
Any comment on that, Bob?
Well, as I said before, what people should do, and I'll be publishing this, I got the House members who voted for this monstrosity in tomorrow's issue, and I don't think I'll be able to get the Senate until the next issue. And what we want to do is make sure each one of the people who voted for this thing are defeated in their primaries, irrespective of party. They should be defeated, and that will give the people who are for Ron Paul an opportunity to vote for a different slate of people who might not succumb to being bought up.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corex at 95.
Country or any other country. It's all by hook and wink, and they're going to put the man they want to in office no matter what. And they'll keep their little attorneys behind the man that gets elected to squeeze his through. Their attorneys will guide them into what they want to guide them into, just like they do in court.
Well, that may very well be true in the future. But if we don't try, we're going to have to deal with revolution. And if you've ever tripped over dead bodies, I don't think you want that.
No, I don't want that. I think there's another solution to the problem. And that's the police system that they have bestowed upon the American people and the world, that the dollar is the only way to trade or get value, which it has no value at all, that they people believe in.
And so you want people to bring a general disbelief regarding the value of the Federal Reserve note, which is unbacked by anything, just a promise to pay, like all the currencies in the world, with one exception, the euro, which is 5% backing in gold.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like education. I think y'all are doing a good job of it in many different ways with your programming. I appreciate what you do for us out here, and hope that people will support you.
Well, we're hoping, too, because by supporting us, they're actually supporting themselves. Thank you for your call, Bruce. I appreciate it very much. You know, I mean, it comes down to this. Thank you for this email, Tom. It comes down to this. You know, honesty, we've always said, you have honest money. That clears up a lot of shenanigans, and you're always going to have thieves out there, always people cutting corners for the fast buck. That's always going to happen. But when you have an honest money, you can do honest business with other people. And when an honest man, honestly mistaken, comes face to face with undeniable and irrefutable truth, he's faced with one or two choices. He must either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. Yeah, I'll vote for that one. We've got criminals, Bob. I mean, criminality is the operating standard operating procedure anymore.
And we're the only ones who call it that.
And anymore, it used to be that people were afraid to become criminals or abject thieves for the fear of being caught in the retribution. Fines and jail and your reputation being destroyed. What reputations anymore? These people don't have reputation. And it's fascinating to me that what they've come to understand and believe, and this is their modus operandi, it's not illegal. Well, until you get caught. So you got a bunch of other people butt covering your criminality, and they're stealing everything and running out the back door with it. This is the current situation in America today. Have you people had enough of it? I have. Have they taken enough from you? Oh, more than they ever, they deserve none of it. But you know, Bob, I've said this before. You know, in order to get rid of this criminal cabal, you know, if they're worried about being hung from the oak tree or worried about being thrown in prison for the rest of their lives, I'd be willing to make this deal. You know, laugh up my sleeve about it and say, you know, you guys pulled a fast one on us for almost a century. Yeah, you almost destroyed the country. But you know what? Go, and go you must. But the point of it is that if these people in Washington, D.C. are concerned about maybe some of the criminality they're involved with, you know what? I'm not advocating protecting criminals. But this is what I'm saying. To the Fed Reserve, the private monolith, I mean, just, I can't even say the words. I can't even get the words out. Go. You people must go. We'll forego any criminal action. Just take you and your supposed debt and get the hell out of Dodge. And then we get back to the business of rebuilding this country. You know, I don't know what these states are thinking, Bob. You know, they got budgetary woes right now. What are they going to be telling the people of their states when their bridges and their roads start collapsing on them?
I don't know, and they have to do, between this past June and next June, they have to kick out, well, let me put it this way, 350,000 this year, 450,000 employees next year. That's a lot of people, a lot of jobs. And besides that, they won't have any money either to do anything other than bare bones functioning. And so it's a bad situation. They're up against the wall, and it's because of incompetence and criminality. And they get states like New York and California and Illinois who don't care one whit about the debt or anything else.
And you've seen the response from your federal government today. Did that instill confidence in you people, or did it just underscore and underline the ineffectualness of these people and their desire to represent, and I mean truly represent the American people? After today, there's absolutely no shred of doubt, should there be, in anybody's minds. This is the best they could do. That's it? Seriously?
That's it.
That's it. Hey, Bob,
that's
I want to...
That's why we got to get rid of them. If you don't get rid of them, it's over.
Well, buy your cans of Raid or rat poison, whatever, and lay it out there and see what critter is going to start feeding at your trough. Because the fatted calves, I mean, Bob, they've absolutely gotten rich off of us. I was watching some stuff on what these people walk into public office, what they actually have in their bank accounts, versus what they have in their bank accounts after one or two terms. And can you imagine, some of these people have been up there for so many years, what their bank accounts look like. And that's just the ones in the U.S. Bank. God knows what's in the Cayman Islands or in Swiss accounts. Who knows?
That's right.
Hey, Bob, thanks, my friend. I appreciate it very much.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
See you next week. Tomorrow I'm going to have Ralph Winterrode and Peter Neese. Ralph will be subbing for me. And the new guy on the block on Thursday, Mr. Fiore, was filling in for me on Thursday. I'm going to go get my radio program on a big station that can cover five states. Hopefully, I won't have to pay the management at the station to get that done. At any rate, thank you all for being here today. I will be back with you next Monday. And please, folks,
the next round of the worst financial crisis.